Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 10. Coast Route to the Wetlands. The trip on Dona Aurelia's back gave Chipolo a different perspective on migration. Whenever Chipolo had seen flocks of raptors before, they were always flying overhead. And now here he was, traveling with thousands of other vultures, hawks, falcons, and ospreys. Chipolo and Dona Aurelia continued their trip across the coastal plain of the Gulf of Mexico. In the Mexican state of Veracruz, there's a narrow pass between the mountains and the ocean. More flocks of migrating raptors and aquatic birds pass through here than any other place in the world, a phenomenon called Veracruz River of Raptors. Dona Aurelia was heading toward the Alvarado wetlands near the coast of Veracruz. They would arrive there in a couple of hours. At the wetlands, she would meet up with her good friend Korag, a black vulture. Unlike Dona Aurelia, Korag was a confirmed resident, a stay-at-home kind of guy who spent his entire life in the same area. It had never even crossed his bald-headed mind to take such a tiring trip as a cross-continental migration. Dona Aurelia, on the other hand, was a migratory bird. She liked to have fun, break with routine, travel, and see other places. Despite these differences, they were still good friends who understood each other well. As they flew over the wetlands and mangroves, Dona Aurelia sniffed the air searching for traces of Korag. Turkey vultures are one of the few bird species with a keen sense of smell. They have no feathers on their heads, so they don't get dirty when they feed on carrion. Adults have red-skinned faces, so Dona Aurelia had not suffered horrible burns in the fire, as Chipolo first thought. At last, Dona Aurelia saw Korag in the distance. She recognized him because black vultures don't appear very graceful when they fly. After only a few half-hearted strokes of their wings, they rest with a short, slow soar before beating them again. Sometimes their feet dangle when they fly, making them look even more ungainly. The pair of carrion eaters greeted each other happily. Dona Aurelia introduced Chipolo to Korag and explained what had happened. They offered to take Chipolo to a place called La Joya, the Jewel, located in the mountains in the middle of Veracruz. At that altitude, Chipolo would find pine oak forests, which did not flourish in lowland tropical zones. The trip to La Joya was uneventful. Chipolo had recovered. He was honored to have been befriended by two such large, peculiar, and important birds. Turkey vultures and black vultures have the important job of removing carrion from fields, forests, towns, and cities. Finally, they said goodbye, and each went their own way. Join us tomorrow for Chapter 11. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.